He's going up. But yeah, I want him down. He's going up. I want him down. He's going up, but I want him down. Because I want to talk to him, but he's so busy. Huh? He's just wanting to be up. He's wanting to feel good. He's wanting everything to work out. He's wanting order. He's wanting form. He's wanting the right job, right money, right girlfriend, right this, right that. Everything working out. And God's wanting to bring him down to a no form place where the unbegotten Father can whisper and talk, amen, and share, hallelujah. But when we're striving to get out of the low place, we're not surrendering. And saints, you better get it in your mind that there's a time to be in the in pasture and there's a time to be in the out pasture. There's a time when you feel like a murderer, or a curser, a leprous person, a diseased person in your mind. And then there's a time when you feel whole. Huh? There's a time when you feel clean and you feel very Christian-like. Amen. That's the exalted side of the thing. But let God bring you down. Amen. Because down's where the treasure's at. Amen. You don't find them, diamonds floating or pearls floating on top of the water. And you don't find treasures on top of the soil. Everything is down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let him bring it down because he wants to give you some beautiful things. Amen. Praise God. Lord God, quicken this to us. If there's anyone in here that does not have the crucified way, quicken to them, Lord. Including myself, Lord. Give me more of a quickening. Jesus, quicken it to them, Lord. Let them see the treasures of the bride in Jesus' name. Verse 5. Thou preparest. Now, I just told you, and now I'm reading it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And when you're in the presence of your enemies, it's a low place. It's not a high place. Amen. When you have the presence of your enemies breathing down your back, it's a low place. But the Bible says the head prepares a table. The head is about to speak out of the cloud of glory. Hallelujah. Now, this is powerful. Amen. In the midst of the enemies. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now see, if you continue to be a tail, saints, the head is always going to protect the tail. Huh? You ever pull the animal tail? Uh-huh. They don't like their tail being pulled. Amen. The head will come around and go, rah! And when someone pulls the Lord's tail, Shkabahaya, which you and I are, he's going to turn around and go, with those eyes that cause the chariot's wheels, hallelujah, to fly off. Because Pharaoh is coming along to pull God's tail. God says, no way. Now the head was out front. Amen. But there was a fire, Shkabahaya, Rababahusata, the mercy glory, amen, surrounded that tail, amen, Rababahushaya, and slayed those Egyptians. So God will protect you. Don't worry about anything. Just be a tail. Verse 6, look at this. What kind of glory? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah. Praise God. All the days of my life I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That's powerful, isn't it? Have you learned something here tonight? Have you really? Who's the head and who's the tail? That's right. And when you get this order all mixed up and you try to make him the tail and you the head, you're the one that's going to have the say-so. You know, the tail don't say too much. It don't even have a mouth. It just, whatever. Amen. Baba Husha. The head just goes. And the tail just follows. Amen. Rabbahaya. The head does the speaking. The head does the commanding. Now that's powerful. So I want to be a tail, Lord. I've been a head too long. Not really a head, but a head. Really, when we get to throwing forth our own opinions and our own wants and our own desires, saints, we've become the head and he's become the tail. I mean, I would hate, amen, to have a secret microphone on some of you, amen, and likewise myself. Oh, God, erase it. Amen. To think that he would play it back in eternity, amen. You better repent and put the blood all over your words. When you're all by yourself, I mean some of the most hideous things that we say to the Lord, making demands and commands. And if you don't do this, I won't go back to that church if you don't do that anymore. If you don't do this for me, if you don't give me this, and on it goes, saints. I mean, we get absolutely ridiculous. Ooh. I want to be a tail, amen, and not a head. Hallelujah. So there's a lot on this subject, and I'll be covering a whole lot of ground, amen. But right now, all we need to know is that he's the head and we're the tail, amen. And the tail follows wherever the head goes, amen. And that's the way I want it to be. And God forgive me, I shouldn't be preaching tonight. Oh, I don't know, Sister Curtis. I just ought not be preaching tonight. No, Shkabahaya, confession time. I'm a truthful preacher, aren't I? But don't we feel insincere sometimes when we think about what we ought to be and what we're not? Amen. And I complained today. I really did. And I don't normally complain. I try to be an example of the believers in conversation and word and spirit and charity, faith and purity. Amen. But I made a complaint today. And I tried to make him the tail and me the head. You know where it got me? Nowhere. You know what I felt? I didn't feel any glory. Man, I felt nothing but death. Huh? I felt nothing but death. I thought, oh, my. Like George, I related to something he said. Well, how are you going to get me out of this one, Lord? Amen. That's exactly how I felt. I thought, I've made the Lord such a tail and put him way behind me in my thoughts and my wants and my desires and me such the head. Amen. Lord, I've just pushed you down so far. How in the world am I going to get you up and in your right place, high and lifted up? Amen. And me in my right place with such a wrong attitude. It's terrible, saints. Amen. To get an attitude towards God. I don't get attitude towards people because I have, amen, got enough quickened to me in the crucified way to know that God's head over flesh. Amen. That he's behind this people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I don't get mad at them. I get angry at the Lord for a little while. Amen. But I like feeling good. I always was one of those high-minded people. And I don't like feeling bad too long, Brother Larry. Amen. Bubba, who shot you? There was a time I wouldn't get out of bed unless I did certain things. Amen. I wouldn't get in my car. I wouldn't go nowhere. Amen. I'd be under the cover. It's the truth. First thing I did before my eyes were even open, I knew where it was. Huh? Hallelujah. I don't like talking in front of little ears, but you know what I'm talking about? And I don't like feeling low too long. Amen. I like that feeling of high, and this is what it is. It comes from the head. Hallelujah. And it comes from total surrender to all things in your life that God has put across your pathway. Amen. If you got a broken down car, amen, say, Lord, I got a broken down car. I need a new one, but thank you for this broken down car. Hallelujah. If you want me to have this broken down car the rest of my life, fine, I surrender to it. Hallelujah. And try to get a good attitude, honestly. Try to get a good attitude and lift up the name of the Lord. And he knows your need, but my God shall supply. Listen to this. This goes right along with it. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. No. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Where? In glory. Hallelujah. The devil didn't want me to say that. His glory. So when you're feeling the glory, the low glory, when the head drags you across the low places and the thorns and the thistles, amen, and you're surrendering to follow the head wherever the head wants to drag the tail, then you'll feel this Shekinah glory. Amen. And this mercy glory covers you so God won't go boom, boom. Amen. Because sometimes we do make our complaints, amen, known unto the Lord. Amen. But, if we are a true tail, amen, the tail, amen, will start surrendering to the head. Can you imagine if some horrible biological mistake got in these animals, like AIDS are getting in humans? Some type of mistake happened and the tail of an animal wanted to go that way. Well, you'd have some problems, wouldn't you? I mean, if a tail had a strong desire to go east, huh? And the animal wanted to go an opposite direction, then you'd see animals all... My thoughts tonight. You'd have animals all over the neighborhood scratching in the dirt, huh? Getting nowhere. And saints, isn't that how it is? And if you scratch in the dirt long enough, where are you going to go? Down. My, huh? What an example. But it's the truth. Now, if my tail wanted to go this way, and my head wanted to go that way, amen, and Baba Hoshaya, and the feet wanting to follow the head, but the tail's got a strong desire to go that way, saints of God, it's going to be a bad situation, amen? You're going to dig yourself down in the pit! So today the tail had a say-so. You know where I went? Down in the pit. Hallelujah. Now, I don't like the pit. And God, forgive me for it. Forgive me for being a talking tail. Amen. Or a toy maker. Saints, you got the message tonight. I got it. Double quickened to me. Amen. I don't want to be a talking tail. Amen. I just want to follow the head. Praise God. I want to feel this glory. I don't like coming to church and not feeling the glory of God. It's better to go get you a television and some popcorn and sit down and watch the football game. There's more glory and excitement on that than in the house of God when you're not feeling this glory. But there's humility glory provided for you. Hallelujah. In the low place. And then when you're in the exalted place and everything's working out and the head desires to drag the tail over the nice big high mountains, then there's, amen, the exalted glory, amen, to cover you there too. Anyway, I'm just scratching the surface on this thing. There's a lot of examples with Ruth and Elijah. And the experience that Elijah went through to become a head so that Elisha could become a tail. And even the sons of the prophet said, hey, Elisha, why do you follow Elijah so much? Well, Elijah had some eyes open concerning the glory or the mantle. That word mantle in the Hebrew means glory. He felt something when he got around Elijah, and he wanted more of what he felt. And Elijah was rich. Elisha had 12 teams of oxen. He was a very rich man. And when Elijah came along and said, follow me, he gave it all up because of what he felt. Hallelujah. Rabba Bahaya. He felt the sun glory. He felt the moon glory. And he wanted more of it. And you know what? He ended up in the Word of God getting a double portion of this thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's powerful. Amen. So I want to be an Elijah. Amen. For a while, until maybe I can become an Elijah and be a head. And when you become a head, you get a tail. See, y'all my little tails out there. Hallelujah. The Lord's brought me to a place where I'm a little head and got a little tail. Amen. Baba Hoshaya. And when you grow up to the head, God will give you a little tail that'll follow you. Amen. It's not a big tail, folks. Dallas, it's not a big tail over here on Ravenview. But it's a tail. Huh? It's like a little doe tail. Deer tail? Doe tail. Whatever it is. What is it what I'm thinking about? Is it a little doe tail? Have you seen a little doe tail, little white tips on it? We got a little doe tail over here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did y'all get something out of this sermon tonight? Boy, I tell you what, I had a lot to tell tonight. Praise God. I don't want to be a talking tail. A tail has no room to talk. A tail ought to shut up, be a tail, and follow the head. Amen. So let's get up. Thank God. Brother George, come up and give us a Hebrew blessing. Do you feel better now, Brother George? I tell you what, I don't know what I'd do with that, y'all, in the house of God. Don't.